I speak well. I speak well. Yes, I do. I speak well. I am always speaking beautiful and wonderful words. Beautiful, wonderful music. Beautiful, wonderful expressions from my inner self. And I speak well. I speak with beautiful words, with beautiful thoughts, with beautiful ideas. I speak with grand imagination. I speak with the fulfillment of my heart, ever expressing itself and saying, I love you. 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 All is in divine order. All is fantastic. All is beautiful. All is glorious. All is good. I speak well. Now, I have the opportunity to be unhappy with people and be happy with people. I have the opportunity to say beautiful things about myself and beautiful things about others. And I have the opportunity to not say those things. Now, what do I want to do? What things do I want to speak? What words do I want to reveal from my inner self? How do I want to speak? Now, if I had the choice of saying something beautiful and saying something not beautiful, would I take the choice of saying something beautiful? Well, you say, you should. It's a good for you. It's a wonderful thing to do to say something beautiful rather than to say something that's not so beautiful. Because when you say something that's not so beautiful, then that's you. That is you shining out there saying something that is not so beautiful. That's you revealing from your inner self something that is not very nice, not very beautiful. If ever I let the words of my mouth or the meditations of my heart express something that's not beautiful, that's me. And I don't dare do that. I don't dare ever to say anything that is unlike my reality, that is unlike the truth about me, that's unlike the goodness that I am. I don't ever dare to say anything that is unlike the purity of my own inner soul. My own inner soul is so glorious and so wonderful and so beautiful. Oh, come on, Herb, get off of it. You know, no, really. My inner soul is so beautiful, so wonderful, so glorious that I live in unconditional love. I speak in joyous attitudes, in joyous words, in joyous thoughts, in joyous love. I am always expressing the beauty that lies within me, that beauty that stands firm always within me, that is my reality. That's what I do. That's how I am. And that's all that matters, is to express that beauty, that joy, that harmony that is in me. Now, could someone ever irritate me? No, they try. But do I recognize it? If I recognize it, then I want to retaliate. And what do people say about me? Everybody in the world says I'm wonderful. Everybody in the world says I'm good. Everybody in the world says I live in a wonderful, fantastic world and I'm a great and glorious person. That's what everybody in the world says. Now, you know that's not the case. You know that there are times that people say naughty things about you. You know that there are times that people say unkind things about you. You know that there are times that people say, no, I don't. No, I don't. If I ever allow myself to think that there are people who say unkind things about me, I am thinking unkind things about me. Nobody in the world can ever reflect back to me anything different than what I shine out. So if I'm shining out an idea that I am not a nice person, then that's what the world is going to shine back to me. If I shine out that I am a lovely, gentle, kind, loving, sensitive person by the words that I speak, by the thoughts that I am, by the reality that is me, then that's my life. That's my world. That's who I am. And that's all that matters. Now, I only have people speak beautiful thoughts about me. I only have people speak beautiful ideas about me. I only have people reveal beautiful attitudes about me. That's all I ever am. That's all I ever do. That's all I ever can do. Because I speak well. Now, It's not only speaking well about me. I speak well about others all the time, too, because if I ever speak unwell, something that's not nice about another, I am showing outwardly what I am within myself. Where did that word came out of you? That thought came out of you? That vision came out of you? That imagination? Well, that's all I know how to do is to speak well, to speak harmonious, to speak joyous, to speak wonderful. I just had a telephone call where they told me that they speak well. It was from Rosalie in Alban in Switzerland. And she said that our telephone call to her and her daughter yesterday was just wonderful. She loved it. She delighted in it. And it made her so happy. The words that I said were the words of truth about her and about her daughter. They were the words of truth about her life and her way. And everything she did was fantastic. And, of course, this is what makes it all so beautiful. Because, truly, every word I speak is a reflection of what's going on inside of me. And I unconditionally love everybody. And inside of me, I unconditionally love everybody. And around me, I unconditionally love everybody. And so I speak well, always, about everybody. I speak well about everyone in my world. I speak well of my family. I speak well of my friends. I speak well of my cats and dogs. I speak well of all. And it is so wonderful. It is so beautiful. It is so wonderful just to sit back and listen to my talk. To sit back and listen to the words that I speak. To sit back and know that everything I say is wonderful and good. Everything I say is glorious and happy. Everything I say is harmonious. Everything I say is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Everything I say. And because everything I say is that, then all of my life is fulfilled in every beautiful way. All of my life is fulfilled in every wonderful, fabulous way. And that's who I am. And that's all that I am. And that's all that I ever want to be, and that's all that I ever delight in being. For I am that which I am. And I look at life and I say, it is that which I say and speak it to be. It is that which I see it to be. It is that which I know it to be. Because it is the allness of the universe. It is the allness of goodness and the allness of peace. I speak well at all times. I speak well at all times, and I say beautiful things about me and about my world and about everyone in it. And I can only see beautiful people because I am being a beautiful person. I can only see wonderful people because I am a wonderful person. I can only see happy people because I am a happy person. This makes me fulfilled. This makes me full of joy, full of happiness, full of right action, peace, and truth. This makes me realize what's going on in my world. When my cat jumped down from on top of my monitor just a moment ago, she stepped on one of the buttons of my keyboard and made the music start. And then she stepped on the button again, and it made it stop because it was when you press the key there. It's so fantastic. You just touch the space bar and the music starts. And you press the space bar and the music stops. Oh my. Listen to that music. Listen to no music. When I speak well, every word in my mouth comes out like touching the space bar of my computer, of my keyboard, and having the music begin and end. I can speak wonderful things just as quickly and just as silently because I am the one who brings music into my world. I am the one who brings happiness into my world. I am the one who brings love into my world. I am the one that makes all things now and forevermore happen in my life. And I am the happiest guy you could ever imagine because I am the one that speaks the words, and I speak well. Join me in speaking well now. I love you. I love you. I love you.